Some were pretty clearly children of Roderick, and as Rontas Chevin of Chavin. Their skins were covered with the sores of radiation sickness, and very few had more than a straggle of hair, but the light in which they walked gave them a beauty that was almost too great to look upon. Eddie saw a one-eyed woman carrying what appeared to be a dead child. She looked at him with an expression of sorrow, and her mouth moved, but Eddie could hear nothing. He raised his fist to his forehead and bent his leg. Then he touched the corner of one eye and pointed to her. "I see you," the gesture said, or so he hoped. "I see you very well." The woman bearing the dead or sleeping child returned the gesture, and then passed from sight. Overhead, thunder cracked sharply and lightning flashed down into the center of the glow. An ancient fir tree, its lusty trunk girdled with moss, took the bolt and split apart down its center, falling half one way and half the other. The inside was on fire, and a great gust of sparks, not fire, not this, but something with the ethereal quality of swamp light, went twisting up toward the hanging swags of the clouds. In those sparks, Eddie saw tiny, dancing bodies, and for a moment he couldn't breathe. It was like watching a squadron of Tinkerbells there and then gone. "Look at 'em," John said reverently. "Walk-ins. Gare, there's hundreds. I wish my friend Donnie was here to see." Eddie thought he was probably right. Hundreds of men, women, and children were walking through the woods below them, walking through the light, appearing and disappearing and then appearing again. As he watched, he felt a cold drop of water splash his neck, followed by a second and a third. The wind swooped down through the trees, provoking another upward gush of those fairy-like creatures and turning the tree that had been halved by lightning into a pair of vast, crackling torches.